Yeah, we have it on our brand new podcast page. Right, it's a tab on the website, xrock959.com, which should be your homepage. It's got everything you need on it. Sports, news, weather, babe of the day, the whole thing. It's all there. It's really cool. On the website, and of course, a link up to our Facebook page, so you see all of our Facebook posts on there as well. In fact, on the X-Rock Morning Show Facebook page, we have a caption contest going right on right now, giving away movie passes to the Blue Loon. Check that out as well. All right, let's get to our idiot of the day. Also, Crapper Creek World News Report, entertainment news. Ladies, something for you. And we just put one up, a clip up on the X-Rock Facebook page about the best shirtless scenes in Marvel Comics. Unfortunately, they're all guys, but we put up a little eye candy for the ladies on the X-Rock website, so, or on the Facebook page. You can check that out. So we're all over it. But we, as you know, yes, our Idiot of the Day segment of the show. Five random facts coming up a little bit later on. We'll hit you with that. Other stories we're working on. Did your mom nag you? Does she still nag you? You're going to thank her soon. We'll tell you why. The biggest career strength according to your zodiac sign, if you're into those. And if you're looking to travel this Thanksgiving, we're going to give you to some tips, best and worst days, some other travel tips for the holiday. Tiffany's selling what they call ordinary objects in their catalog this year, but they're not ordinary at all. Apple's most 10 most popular emojis. Five random facts coming your way. So, yeah, we'll have some fun with that. But right now, we do need somebody to call us with the idiot of the day. 457-5957. Help us out. And you'll be able to listen back to these. It's cool. X-Rock, good morning. Who's this? Whoops, here we go. Sorry, wrong button. X-Rock Radio, who's this?
Mark.
Mark is here to help us out today, Mark. All right, excellent. Here we go. Hold on.
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the Day.
All right, Mark, we're going to kick off with these here real quick. Let's get you to this one. Our first one comes from a listener. This one, Amanda sent this one in. She always sends us in some really good idiots of the day. So props to Amanda for this one today. All right. And the headline itself is just worth everything in here. Really, it's all I have to do. The whole story is told right in the headline, Mark. Man shoots himself in penis while robbing a hot dog stand. That says it all right there. It wouldn't have been funny if it was anything. It wouldn't have been as funny if it had been anything other than a hot dog stand, right? The fact that it was a hot dog stand just adds to the comedy levels on this story. Yeah.
Justice has been served.
Charged with two counts of armed robbery. He got busted for it, too. Cops said the 19-year-old suspect had a gun and held it to two employees, robbed them of their cell phones, wallets, and cash. At one point, allegedly pressed a .38-caliber pistol to the head of the 39-year-old worker. Victim told his co-worker to hand over the cash from the register, everything.
Oh.
And when the two employees gave Pouncey their wallets and a stack of singles, the grease bucket tipped over and bills went flying. Pouncey allegedly bent over to collect the cash and then shifted the gun in his waistband. At that point, apparently pulled the trigger and fired the bolt that struck him in the penis.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, called 911 from the steps of a house across the street, reported being shot. And yeah, okay, so he was arrested. So that's the first one. Here's your next one. Let's see. Okay, let's go with this one. These people, here's a couple of people, and they were just, there has to be an easier way to get a nice car. 49-year-old woman, Portsmouth, Virginia, her name is Alexandra Hatcher, came up with a plan a while back to fake her own death. She went all out. First, she went to Washington State, legally changed her name. Then she and her husband, Albert, whipped up a fake death certificate, published a death notice in the paper, submitted claims for life insurance. Once they got the money, which they did, they went on a shopping spree. And did they just buy a house, buy a car, get the heck out of Dodge? No, they didn't buy a car. They bought 20 cars. No red flags there. 20 fancy cars. That's what they spent all the money on. And when they couldn't afford some of them, they used fake checks. Then they flipped those cars as collateral for loans on more cars.
Oh, God.
All right. These two weren't master criminals. They were trying to be, and the cops were able to figure out what was happening fairly quickly once they started buying all the cars. And now they're both facing 30 years in prison. All they had to do was buy one nice car, take it, maybe drive south and live the good life in another country. But nope. They decided to buy 20 cars. So there you go, Mark. Who's our idiot of the day today? You've got the guy shooting off his penis, robbing a hot dog stand, or the people who faked their death and bought 20 cars.
I got to go with the first one.
Well, yeah, how do you not? Shot off his penis. All right, at a hot dog stand. See, if it was a hamburger stand, wouldn't have been as funny. The irony level wouldn't have been there. Mark, well done. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.